On this episode of Rock Down South, we sit down with Mary Heather Hickman. She's a super talented country artist, and we have a fun time on this episode, so you definitely don't want to miss this one. We hope y'all enjoy. Let's go.
Hey, this is Mary Heather Hickman, and you're listening to Rock Down South.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Rock Down South, your home for rock and country music. Today, we had the pleasure of speaking with country artist Mary Heather Hickman. And what I like about Mary Heather is she has an incredible voice and absolutely fantastic songs. And we talk all about her background growing up, songwriting, and her new single, Small Town Saturday Night. She also gives a scoop on being on season 6 of The Voice. This was definitely a fun conversation that I think y'all will enjoy listening to. So without further ado, here's the show. Mary Heather, how you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Really glad to speak to you today. I think we're going to have some fun on this one.
Yes. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, great. Well, let's get into a little bit of your background before we talk about the new singles and music.
Yes.
But I think you're originally from Texas area, right?
Yeah. So I'm originally from Arkansas. So I was born in South Arkansas in a town called El Dorado. And then moved to just outside Dallas when I was pretty young. So from Arkansas originally, and then grew up in the Dallas area.
Okay, Texas. Okay, yes. And Arkansas.
They say I'm a Texarkansan. Yeah, I went to school in Arkansas too, so I feel a pretty close ties to both places.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go to school?
University of Arkansas.
Okay. Well, you guys are the other side of the South. We are the side of the South that's putting a lot of the music out these days, Georgia, and yes. Of course, University of Georgia for me. So
yeah.
I feel like there's a little bit of rivalry maybe between, you know, the country these days that's been mostly, I won't say mostly, but a lot centered around Georgia and people from Georgia. And then we got, you know, the Texas folk.
Yeah, there is a lot of people coming out of Georgia these days, which, you know, I love Georgia, so no complaints there. But yeah, Texas is interesting because it kind of has its own thing when it comes to country music. You have a lot of artists come out of Texas, but there's also like kind of that red dirt thing as well. So it's interesting for music there for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, a lot of great artists from Texas. Some that you've actually toured with.
Yes,
one of my favorites, I think Whiskey Myers you toured with.
Oh yeah. I got to open for them in Arkansas, actually in Fayetteville,
where I went. Wow.
And that was like one of the first, big artists that I got to open for. And it was kind of before they had really blown up. So that was super cool and fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. We were fortunate enough to be able to interview them about a year ago. We interviewed John, the lead guitar player for the band, and they're awesome. So
yeah,
of course they're a lot bigger now too.
Yes. So many good songs. And yeah.
Yes. And so how long have you been in Nashville now?
I have been in Nashville for just about 6 years now. So it definitely is starting to feel like home, and I do love it here. So.
Well, that's fantastic. And we'll get into your career here a little bit more in a second, but tell me a little bit about growing up in Arkansas and then Texas. And, you know, when did you first start playing music?
Yeah. So, like I said, born in Arkansas, both my parents are from there, very small town. And my parents both loved country music when I was young. My dad particularly loved listening to like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. So I felt like I got a really good upbringing on kind of traditional, even outlaw country. My mom listened to a lot of the Chicks and, you know, Sheryl Crow and Martina McBride. So I got a good dose of 90s country as well. And I always loved singing from a very, very young age. And I think it was probably maybe like a talent show in elementary school where my parents kind of realized that I had a decent voice. So they started putting me in these little like Opry's in Texas. They kind of have small versions of the Grand Ole Opry all over the state. So I started going and performing with the house bands there and just really kind of grew a love for performing. And my dad had always said, if I wanted to be a singer when I grew up, that I needed to write my own songs. So really did songwriting from an early age as well. But yeah, that's kind of how I got into music initially.
Oh, cool. And so when was that turning point where you said, I'm going to go in 100% on this?
Yeah, it was actually kind of an interesting story. So it was the summer, like, I guess where I can pinpoint it, it was the summer before I started college. I auditioned for a lot of the TV show, The Voice, and season six. Yeah. And ended up getting cast on the show as like the official, you know, season six cast that gets to go and do the blind auditions. And I ended up spending a couple weeks in LA and met several other people that, you know, were living in LA, New York, Nashville, and that were pursuing music full time. And I always say before that, I had never really known anyone that was pursuing music as a career. I had always kind of, I loved it, but I never thought that realistically it was something that I could do because I'd only seen, you know, my idols like Miranda Lambert or Taylor Swift or whoever. It was like always people that had already kind of crossed over into the mainstream. And The Voice really showed me that, you know, there were people that were going out and kind of making it happen for themselves. So I ended up not making it onto the show. But I always say it was a big turning point for me because it really lit a fire to pursue music full time. So from that point on, it was like, okay, as soon as I am done with college, I'm moving up to Nashville and going after it.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's like, it was definitely like hard not making it onto the show, but I am forever grateful because I really think it kind of changed the trajectory of my life. So.
Yeah. I got to, you know, I have certain views and complaints about these music talent shows, you know, who's the best cover artist, you know,
it's yeah.
I mean, out of how many seasons of how many shows, you know, you can only name probably like five people that have actually had a decent career from those shows springboarding. Yes. I mean, it's a cover song competition at the end of the day and, you know, original artistry, the stuff that actually makes artists, you know, breakout sensations, is not really factored in very much. So,
right. And I think really it was kind of, that was a good thing for me that I ended up not making it because I'm not sure that environment would have been the best place for me. I, at that time, really, really suffered from like horrible stage fright. So I don't know that like being in a competitive sort of like place that I don't know if that pressure would have been the best thing for me. I find now that I love doing live performances and it's a lot of fun, but there's also not that pressure to like that. I don't know, something about it being an audition always just kind of made me a little bit more nervous. So I think it worked out the way that it was supposed to, and you know, everything happens for a reason, right?
Absolutely, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
So speaking of your music and your style, it's something that I actually really enjoy about your music.
Thank you.
I really do enjoy your voice, like the people on The Voice probably did. But it's got a nice, you know, clean commercial sound to it. You know, I really like that. But it has the perfect amount of twang for my taste. So
thank you.
I like that. And then of course your songs, which I want to hear a little bit more about the songwriting because. I think your songs are very, very well written. I'm not sure how much help you did or if a lot of these were just on your own, but they're very catchy, very well polished. And I do like the personality and humor that you bring to your songs, like Treasure and Baptist Parking Lot and The Britches. I really like those songs.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I always say I'm kind of a songwriter first. I've always thought of myself as a songwriter before an artist even. And actually, when I initially moved to Nashville, it was to pursue songwriting. Like I thought my path was going to be writing songs for other artists. And then, you know, that kind of changed over the years. But yeah, I appreciate that you say that because I definitely put a lot of thought and, you know, lots of rewriting and all that to make sure that the songs are you know, what I deem to, they make sense, and that there's some good lyric content and all that in there. So I appreciate it.
Did you write all those three songs by yourself, or do you have help on those?
So all the songs that I have actually released have been co-written with my good friend, Stephanie Joyce. We met very early on when I moved to Nashville and just automatically just clicked. It's like, you know, you meet someone and they just like get you. So most of the time when I have an idea that I think is something that I am interested in releasing, she's the first person that I take the idea to, because we just work really well together. It's almost like sometimes we're just on the same wavelength. So I do a fair bit of writing on my own, but a lot of times I find sometimes when I write by myself, I'm overly critical and end up cutting things out that be interesting or cool. So she kind of like helps ground me in that way of like, oh no, like that's a cool line. We should keep that in there. So we work really well together.
Yeah. I think that's really funny. That's why writing with multiple people is a good thing. If you just do everything in a silo, I think a lot of people are so overly critical that they do cut a lot of stuff that other people are like, well, what are you talking about? That's awesome.
Yes.
Expound upon that.
Yeah. I think it can almost like, I can be my own worst enemy sometimes when it comes to songwriting. And that, and you know, that's not to say that I can't, there's been songs that I've written and recorded that I probably will release at some point that are solo writes. For me, it's just like a much longer, more frustrating process, because I'm probably going to comb over something, you know, 100 times before I deem it good enough. Because I think, you know, there's just, it's a lot of pressure when it's a solo write. I prefer most of the time to have a co-writer, just to honestly like lighten up the process a little bit. It's very, I put a lot of pressure on myself when it's just me writing. So
what would you say is your strength when it comes to the songwriting? Would it be, you know, melody? Would it be lyrics? Would it be, you know?
Yeah, I think most of the time it's lyrics. I feel like one thing that a lot of my co-writers say that I bring to the table is like, I can kind of come up with these, like, especially in these kind of more humorous songs, I am usually coming up with lines that are like that kind of moment where you're like, oh, that's kind of funny, you know, like, or like something that's a little bit tongue in cheek, or I love flipping like cliches on you know, taking a cliche and writing it in a new way, or on in kind of playing on itself. So I do that quite a bit in my writing. I would say usually I'm more lyric driven, but I mean, I like writing melody as well. I'm just not as great on like guitar or piano. I kind of say I'm like, can skate by enough to accompany myself when I need to. But so sometimes when, for me, like I can come up with the melody in my head, but translating that onto an instrument is a little bit more difficult. I don't feel like my brain is geared quite that way. So lyrics are probably more my strength.
Well, let's talk about the brand new single that you have out called Small Town Saturday Night. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that song. I think it's got a little bit more darker lyrics to it, darker tone.
Yeah, it's kind of inspired. Like I said, I'm originally from a very small town in Arkansas, and both my parents are from that town, and both sets of my grandparents live there. So growing up, even though we moved to Texas, we spent pretty much every summer back home in Arkansas, and I kind of had... when we were writing this song, I was thinking about the times that I had kind of been sitting at the kitchen table with like my mom and my grandma, and we'd be gossiping, or I'd listen to them kind of gossip about what was going on in the town at the time, who's sleeping with who, who's like got arrested, or, you know, whatever it may be. So Stephanie had the title for this song, and I think maybe like the first line of the song written when we got together to write this. And I love a good story song. I love kind of building, you know, these stories are around like a title. So she brought in that first line. I immediately wanted to write it and kind of just drew inspiration from small town gossip that I had heard growing up. And I think anyone that is from a small town will know that there's kind of this like darker underside to it's not always idealistic, right? Like there's often in small towns, a lot of drugs or people cheating on their spouses or whatever it is. So kind of drew inspiration from that as well. And that's kind of where that darkness comes from.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a darker side. And you also had the other darker one. I think about murder in the river, right?
Yes. Ouachita River. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't about to try to pronounce that one.
Yeah, that one's hard. That one's like the one that everybody's like, oh, Ouachita, or they always say like Ouachita or something. So that is growing up, like I said, we spent a lot of summers in Arkansas, and my dad always had a little cabin that it's like a family place on right off of the Ouachita River. And I had actually brought a couple of my friends from Nashville to visit. We all drove down to Arkansas and stayed at the cabin for a couple weeks. And during back in when everything in the world was shut down. And so we had all stayed there, and Stephanie and I were walking just along the river, and one of us just started singing like something like about the Ouachita River. I'm like, oh, that would be such a cool title for a song. And you know, me and Stephanie always have our kind of dark thing. So we thought, be a good place to hide a body. So we built a little bit of a story around that. And, you know, that's also loosely based on some of the stories I heard growing up about different things that had happened there. And I think they're were a couple stories that I'd heard about some bodies that had been pulled from there. So I was probably drawn a bit of inspiration from that as well.
Well, don't go walking by the river with Mary Heather Hickman anytime soon.
Oh man, that's funny. I was playing a show back in Arkansas last summer and singing, you know, that's like kind of the big song when I go and do shows in that area, because everybody, you know, they like it because they're all from that area. So I was playing Ouachita River as kind of like the last song in my set. And I had like the whole Bradley County Police Department like standing off to the side. And I'm like, just want to reiterate, it's not a true story.
So do you have an album or an EP in the works, or are we thinking some more singles here on the horizon?
Yeah, I think the next thing is going to be a couple more singles, but definitely working on an album at the moment. And just I'm trying to be very selective about what I choose. I want this album to be something that's very cohesive and has a certain sound to it. So yeah, a couple more singles coming up. And then in the future, definitely people can be expecting an album, and I'm super excited about that. So
it's going to be cool.
Thank you.
So with you being in Nashville, I'm sure there's a lot of artists that you can collaborate with. Who's an artist that you might want to work with or collaborate with at some point? Actually, who would you be your dream artist to collaborate with? And, you know, I know you could probably say, you know, a Luke Combs or a Carrie Underwood being like the top, but who creatively would you like to work with and maybe put something out that you might think would be interesting?
Okay, this is like maybe a little off the wall, but I would love to collab with like Turnpike Troubadours. I think they're so good. I love listening to their music. So maybe, you know, some sort of collab with them would be cool. And I know we're a little bit of different styles, but I just love their sound. So
no, I like that answer. That's interesting.
Thanks.
Get you thinking.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. So, you know, they're listening. Hit me up.
So with you being from Texas, I think I saw a song on in your repertoire, Come On Cowboys, that I listened to as well. Tell me about that song, how that one came to be.
Yeah. So actually my friend, that's like the one song I've ever recorded that I didn't write, but my friend Patrick Davis had written this song for the Cowboys, and he knew that I was from Texas. I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan. So I think this, man, this was a long time ago. Maybe like, I don't think we put that out maybe like 2017. So it was kind of written for that season. So if you listen to it, there's references to like players that were on the team at the time. And we ended up getting it played at a couple of the Cowboys games. So that was pretty cool.
It's a fun song. It's high energy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's definitely a little bit different than other stuff that I've done, but I'm always like trying to, you know, try new things as an artist. And you know, I like to switch it up every now and then. So.
Yeah. It was when I was listening to your songs, all of them, that one came up and I was like, am I listening to the same artist?
Yeah.
This intro is a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay, no, this is her.
A little bit of a side project, but I was definitely happy to do it. And it was cool to like be at a Cowboys game and hear it playing in the stadium. So it was very cool.
So these next questions are what we close with and ask everyone.
Okay.
So first question, what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I would tell my 21-year-old self to lean into what makes you different from other people and not to view that as a bad thing. I feel like I spent a lot of my early 20s and teens trying to fit in and never really felt like I did. And it wasn't until I kind of accepted who I was that I felt like my music started to come together and also just like friends and all that kind of thing as well. So I would say don't try to like be like everyone else, because love the things that make you unique. That sounds a little cheesy, but.
No, that's good advice. All right, next question. What are you drinking lately? And if you don't drink alcohol, it can be anything refreshing that you like to drink.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just in Texas for the ACMs. And so I think I drink quite a few ranch waters. So
you like those ranch waters?
Yeah, yes, I
like
but not the
spicy one.
I like the canned ones because that's what we have here in Nashville. But in Texas, if you get a real ranch water, it's tequila, extra lime juice, a little bit of agave, and then a Topo Chico on top. So that's like the most refreshing drink ever is when you use like the real tequila, the Topo Chico. So that's my favorite drink.
Okay. And so, as you know, this is Rock Down South. So what is something, or maybe a couple things that come to mind that you love about the South?
Oh, there's so many things that I love about the South. I love my favorite thing about the South is probably like, no matter where you go, you can just meet the best people and everybody, treats you like they've known you your whole life. Like I can't tell you how many times I've just like walked into a random store in the South and had a 45 minute conversation with somebody that I just met. I think, the way that everybody here treats you like a friend is one of the best parts about being here.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Heather, for being a part of the show today. Where can people find to connect with you online?
Yes, everybody can find me. Everything's just at Mary Heather Hickman. They can also go to my website, maryheatherhickman.com, and that links to all of my socials as well.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I had a really great time chatting with Mary Heather. She's an incredibly talented artist and a really enjoyable person to talk with. I can't wait to hear more music from her in the future and hopefully catch her on tour. So make sure to go follow Mary Heather Hickman on all of her social media pages and check out her latest single called Small Town Saturday Night. You can find all our content at rockdownsouth.com. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest updates. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. We would really appreciate it. And as always, the views and opinions expressed by our guests are theirs and don't necessarily reflect our own. I'm Mark, and you've been listening to Rock Down South. See y'all next time.